Let's talk about road safety. We heard Joe O'Riordan talk about it a while ago. Lola Sullivan is a member of the Waterford Local Community Safety Partnership. In conjunction with them, we are doing a special week on road safety, and she is on the line now. Good morning, Lola.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you again. Happy New Year. Belated Happy New Year to you and your family and all close to you. Hope you have a good and safe year, Lola. We'll talk about some incidents in Tramore in a few minutes. But firstly, why are you involved in this campaign and what's your interest in it, I suppose?
So I'm part of the Community Safety Partnership. I suppose all of us need to be aware that if we are driving at speed, it has an impact on somebody else. And I think sometimes people forget about that. A lot of counsellors will tell you that a request we get regularly from housing estates is for children at play signs in their estates. You'd ask yourself, why do we need to put up signs in housing estates when the people who are going into the housing estates are the people who are living in the housing estates? Children aren't always aware of traffic moving around them. People need to be aware themselves. If you're driving a vehicle, you're in the big machine. A child, a ball can run out in front of you. Animals as well, dogs, cats, you know, running out on the road can be killed. Not only that, as the person driving the car, swerving slightly left or right can cause you to hit the curb, lose control of the car. The risks are massive. When you get into a car, you're driving a weapon.
Yeah, it's a very good description, all right. Obviously, at certain times in society, people and behaviours will change. So, in many respects, driving behaviour has improved over the last number of decades compared to the 70s. And yet, there seems to be in the last few years, certainly since COVID, maybe an increase in erratic behaviour, and that includes speeding, I would say.
Absolutely, and often when I'm driving myself and I would see where a car might overtake me, we still end up at the same traffic lights at the same time. There isn't the need to get there in such a rush. What is going to make the difference in getting there 2 minutes earlier if you kill somebody or kill something? Like, and particularly in this era of technology, people on mobile phones, when they're walking, not to mind when they're driving cars, often aren't concentrating on stepping out on the off the footpath. You have to be, as the driver, aware of that. You have to take in every circumstances when you're driving a car. And as I said, like, how many times, and I know now, Damien, if you and I get in the car and drive around Waterford City today, we will see numerous drivers. We're not the police. We're responsible. I am responsible for what I do in the car. And I see people often take to social media, or you'd often hear them giving out about the guards and the work that they are doing. The guards will not charge you if you are not on your phone. The guards will not charge you if you are not speeding. You're the problem. The guards aren't the problem. The guards are doing the job. They wouldn't have to do it if you weren't speeding. If you weren't on your mobile phone.
Now, in Tramore, obviously, we have an awful lot of small roads. We've got hills, we've got blind corners, obviously the estates, the ring road, a lot of cars going very fast on that in places. I've seen that myself. There was a little incident, but not little for the person involved, a pedestrian up at Newtown Hill before Christmas. Talk to me about that, please.
So it was over, it's an area, it's actually on the Selina Schlanta, the walk around Tramore, around Newtown Cove.
Yeah.
And it was up by Rangers football. There's a little
Rangers,
strip there, yeah, Tramore Rangers.
Yeah.
There's a little strip there where pedestrians walk, share a space with cars. And this pedestrian was walking at 11 o'clock in the morning. They were walking their dog and a car drove past. And now the pedestrian said the car was going at a fair speed and the car clipped him and the pedestrian's arm was broken in two places. The driver of the car didn't stop. And that's what I'm saying about, as a driver, we need to be conscious of shared spaces with pedestrians or with anybody.
Okay, and have you heard anything since? Is the person recovering?
The person is making a great recovery, but
right.
Unfortunately, nobody has been caught for that incident.
Yeah.
Now, that was 11 o'clock in the morning. You can't say that it was getting dark or any of those issues that you could add to it. It just shouldn't happen. It just should not happen.
Yeah, and just on that, I don't know. I presume, did the motorist know that he or she had hit the person? That's the first thing. And if they did, obviously they left the scene. They should have stayed. But it is a very
absolutely. I don't know whether the motorist realised that they had clipped the person. But you would imagine that if that damage was done to the person's arm, that there must have been something done to the driver's mirror or whatever part of the car that. And you know yourself, even because I heard it recently with the poor weather we've had, where people were talking about snowballs being thrown at cars. And you know, if something hits your car, even if it's a pebble, you do hear a little bit of a bang.
That's the thing. Like, if the person didn't know, they should have known, because they should be aware of what's around them. They should be aware of if they hit anything. So again, driver behavior comes into that, and whether speed was a factor in that. So in talking about speed, people sometimes, when you say speed, they think, oh, that must be somebody doing 140 miles an hour on a dual carriageway or on a motorway. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about people doing inappropriate speeds for the roads and the area in which they're in.
Yes, and that's in the likes of towns, be it Dungarvan, be it Tramore, be it Dunmore East, wherever it's doing over most areas of towns, like the as you refer to the ring road in Tramore, they're all 50 kilometer zones. People just, whether they're not concentrating or it's not unusual to see a car doing 55 or 60 in those zones.
Do people just not get it, do you think? Because it combined with people being on phones and not concentrating, and do they just, why do they do it, do you think, Lola?
They do get it. They do get it, but they're in a rush to wherever they're going. Everything is time, and people are not concentrating on the speed they should be going. And they're so in such a rush to get from A to B, they forget about the speed they're doing or the impact that speed could have on another person or on, you know, a 55 kilometre an hour, if you hit I'm picking child because I'm so conscious of the schools in the mornings. If you hit a child at 55 kilometres an hour, you will probably kill them. And like I said, a car is like a weapon. Once you get in, you're giving somebody a license to drive a weapon, because if a car hits a person, it will predominantly kill them.
Yeah. This campaign that's been organised and the week-long road safety thing, I suppose if people get any message this week, is just to maybe reappraise their own driver behaviour.
Absolutely. There was a campaign done in the north of Ireland a few years ago where they, and I know that they are looking at it as a possibility here in the south, where within a school, so if you are caught speeding in past a school, that the driver, and it's a primary school, the driver has an option, and I'm not talking about high speed, I'm talking about 2 or 3 kilometres over the speed limit, the driver has an option to go in and sit before a children's court, and the children's court is made up of the children in the school, and they can sentence you, that you sit in front of 3 or 4 children, and they discuss with you the speed you were going and the impact that it would have on them. And then you, as the driver, choose either to get the fine from the Gardaí, or the children can implement a fine on you. I think it's a clever way of doing it, because it makes a motorist very conscious of the effect it would have on particularly children.
Lola, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Stay safe, and very good analysis. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Lola. All the very best. We'll be doing more on road safety tomorrow. We're going to have Richie Roberts on, and then on Friday I will have a report from one of those children's courts. Yeah, coming up with that. Next week, we are planning to do a special programme on Mount Mellery. We're not sure exactly how it's going to be formulated, but we're planning to do a special programme. I was there over the last 48 hours interviewing a number of people, spoke to locals and others. And we'd love you to text in, please. You can text us in on the WhatsApp. You can ring us in if you want to 0518 72248. Amy will take your call. And if you want to tell a little story, or if you want to just leave your number and we can ring you back, we'd love to hear people's thoughts and views on Mellery. We know the Cistercians are reconfiguring between Mellifont and Ross Gray. They will be leaving Mellery at the end of January. I think Sunday week is the last public mass that's going to be there for the time being. It's not the end, they say. They told me yesterday, it's not the end. It's not the closure. They're reappraising what they're going to be doing, and they will be, I suppose, bringing their forces together. There'll be around 24, 25 monks, brothers in Ross Gray, and then they'll see what happens. So, but again, it's worrying times for people that love Mellery, and it was up there, as I said, in the last 48 hours. There's a sense of peace and calmness there. So let me know, please, your thoughts on Mellery. Big text in from somebody there, Abbeyside against the Greenway Mast. I will come back to that again. On the issue of cars being vehicles, being weapons, a woman has texted in, a weapon is right. I see teenagers driving tractors and trailers at high speeds. Surely someone that young, for example, should not be in control of that weight of a vehicle. That's as much as an articulated or special training for that. They should have special training. Let me know, please. 083 333 975. In a little while, we're going to be talking about the wonderful young scientists, and in particular, here in Dungarvan.